the Comey memos. Memo number 7. Top of the page reads confidential/no foreign struck through. The memo begins. I returned the president's call this morning at 8:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We spoke for about 4 minutes. He said he was following up to see if I did what he had asked last time, getting out that he, personally, is not under investigation. I replied that I had passed the request to the acting AG and had not heard back from him. He spoke for a bit about why it was so important. He is trying to do work for the country, visit with foreign leaders, and any cloud, even a little cloud, gets in the way of that. They keep bringing up the Russia thing as an excuse for losing the election. I explained that Dana Buente was now the acting AG on this after Jeff Sessions recused himself. He said maybe he would have his people reach out to Dana. I said that that was the way to handle it. He should have the White House counsel call the acting attorney general and make the request. He said that was what he would do. Footnote 1. He then added, quote, because I have been very loyal to you, very loyal. We had that thing, you know, end quote. Footnote 2. I did not reply or ask him what he meant by, quote, that thing, end quote. Footnote 3. Instead, I said again that the way to handle it was to have the White House counsel call Dana Buente. He said that's what he would do. He then switched topics and began to talk about Egypt and its leader, saying Obama didn't like the guy, redacted. He mentioned the Coptic church bombings and how horrible they were. He said the 3 Americans had been killed by an Egyptian soldier and the Egyptian leader had raised it with him. I interrupted to say that I thought he meant redacted and an incident in Jordan. He agreed and said, redacted, had told him he wanted to bring the soldier to justice quickly, but that the FBI was in some way asking them to delay. He said, redacted. I replied that I would dig into it, but that I did not believe it to be true that the FBI was delaying a Jordanian prosecution. In fact, we were working very closely with the American families and had told them that we wanted the Jordanians to bring justice, and if they did not, we would try to bring the killer to the United States. He asked me to follow up and make sure that we were working well with the Jordanians and helping them quickly bring the killer to justice. I told him I would. He then said I was doing a great job and wished me well. The call ended. JBE 4/11/17. Footnote 1. I don't know the president well enough to give a high confidence read here from a phone call, but I perceived him to be slightly annoyed by my reply. Footnote number 2, his use of these words did not fit with the flow of the call, which at that point had moved away from any request of me, but I have recorded it here as it happened. Footnote number 3, I assumed when he said this that he was reaching back in his memory to our conversation about loyalty at our private dinner, which was sufficiently awkward to make it difficult for him to say I had promised to be loyal, which is where I thought he was headed. In the comment. That's the end of the memo and the end of the collection of the Comey memos.